Good evening, this is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the World News. The headlines. New Delhi says India has right to defend its people against terrorism and will exercise it. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar calls on Russian President Vladimir Putin at SCO meeting in Moscow, also meets other heads of SCO delegations. Union Minister Piyush Goyal says India-US partnership is strong, stable and expanding across strategic and economic sectors. United Nations opposes death penalty to ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, and Indian shooters secure double podium finish by winning gold and bronze medals in 10-meter air rifle mixed team event at 25th Deaflympics in Tokyo. And now the news in detail. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, has asserted that India has the right to defend its people against terrorism and will exercise it. Addressing the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO Council of Heads of Government meeting in Moscow, Russia, Dr. Jaishankar said, "The world must show zero tolerance for terrorism in all its forms and manifestations."
The SCO was founded to combat the three evils of terrorism, separatism, and extremism. These threats have become even more serious in the years that have passed. It is imperative that the world display zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. There can be no justification, no looking away, and no whitewashing. As India has demonstrated, we have the right to defend our people against terrorism and will exercise it.
The External Affairs Minister further said that humanitarian cooperation is crucial in an era marked by climate change, pandemics and conflicts. He highlighted that as a civilizational state, India strongly believes that people-to-people exchanges lie at the core of any genuine relationship. The External Affairs Minister also said that India is willing to extend its considerable experience of heritage conservation in Southeast Asia to Central Asia. Dr. Jaishankar said that India believes that SCO must adapt to the changing global landscape, develop an expanded agenda, and reform its working methods. Dr. Jaishankar today called on Russian President Vladimir Putin at the SCO meeting in Moscow. Dr. Jaishankar also met other heads of SCO delegations this afternoon. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today said that India-US partnership is strong, stable and expanding across strategic and economic sectors. Addressing the Indo-American Chamber of Commerce in New Delhi today, the minister asserted that there is no cause for concern regarding the bilateral relationship and reiterated that the friendship between the two nations stands on firm pillars of democracy, diversity and a shared developmental vision.
Negotiations is a process, and India as a nation has to secure the interests of our stakeholders, businesses, and balance it with our sensitivities, with the farmers, with the fishermen, with the small industry. And when we find the right balance, you can rest assured we will even get outcomes on this score. But friendship is very enduring. So we stand on very strong pillars of democracy, diversity and shared commitment to development.
Mr. Goyal highlighted India has moved from being among the fragile five to becoming one of the top five global economies in the last decade. He further mentioned that India is on track to become the world's third largest economy by 2027. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri today met Representative Director and Executive Vice President of Osaka Gas Keiji Takemori in Tokyo. In a social media post, the minister said that during the meeting, the two sides discussed expanding collaboration between Osaka Gas and Indian energy companies. He also said that Osaka Gas already has a significant presence in India's city gas distribution, CDG sector, operating in 19 geographical areas, which together cover a region almost equivalent to 90% of the area of Japan. Highlighting India's steady progress towards its net zero goals, Mr. Puri reiterated that the nation aims to use natural gas as a bridge fuel, promoting investments across the entire natural gas value chain. The minister also informed that India offers a strong and attractive policy framework for global investors. This includes 100% foreign direct investment under the automatic route for natural gas infrastructure, capital grants, and viability gap funding of up to 40% for gas pipelines and select CGD networks. India and Germany today reaffirmed their commitment to enhance military-to-military cooperation with a focus on developing defence ties as a key pillar of the strategic partnership. Co-chairing a High Defence Committee meeting in New Delhi, Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh and German State Secretary Jens Plotner discussed a range of bilateral security and defence issues, including priority areas for co-development and co-production of defence equipment. This is Akashvani. You're listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has opposed the death penalty imposed on ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina in absentia by the country's court. During his daily media briefing, UN Human Rights Human High Commissioner, Volker Turk spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani, in a statement issued in Geneva, said such proceedings should unquestionably meet international standards of due process and fair trial when it is conducted in absentia with the possibility of death penalty.
We were not privy to the conduct of this trial. We have consistently advocated for all accountability proceedings, especially on charges of international crimes, to unquestionably meet international standards of due process and fair trial. We also regret the imposition of the death penalty, which we oppose in all circumstances. The High Commissioner hopes Bangladesh will move forward with a comprehensive process of truth-telling, reparation, and justice.
The UN Security Council has approved a resolution endorsing US President Donald Trump's Gaza peace plan, with 13 members voting in favor and Russia and China abstaining. The measure supports Washington's proposal to deploy an international stabilization force and outlines steps towards a ceasefire, including the disarmament of Hamas and the creation of a transitional committee of Palestinian technocrats. Political parties across Pakistan mounted fresh resistance to the recently approved 27th constitutional amendment, holding rallies in Islamabad and provincial capitals. The joint opposition alliance Tehreek-e-Tahfiz-e-Ayn Pakistan led a march from Parliament House to the Supreme Court, vowing to observe a nationwide Black Day on Friday. Human rights groups say 12 Balut civilians have reportedly gone missing after being taken by Palestinian security forces in Balochistan. The incident involving four women and an elderly man from Kech district adds to a widening pattern of enforced disappearances, extrajudicial actions, and intimidation. Indian shooters today secured double podium finish by winning gold and bronze medals in 10-meter air rifle mixed team event at 25th Deaflympics in Tokyo. The duo of Dhanush Srikant and Mahit Sandhu defeated South Korean duo of Jiang Dane and Kim Vorim by 17-7 in the gold medal match, while duo of Mohammad Vania and Komal Vagmer overpowered Ukrainian duo Levkovo Voileta and Kotsik Alexander by 16-12 to clinch the bronze medal. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. New Delhi says India has right to defend its people against terrorism and will exercise it. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar calls on Russian President Vladimir Putin at SCO meeting in Moscow, also meets other heads of SCO delegations. Union Minister Piyush Goyal says India-US partnership is strong, stable and expanding across strategic and economic sectors. United Nations opposes death penalty to ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, and Indian shooters secure double podium finish by winning gold and bronze medals in 10-meter air rifle mixed team event at 25th Deaflympics in Tokyo. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. Stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.